Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, You Are Not Dying, How to Overcome Anxiety, Stop Panic Attacks Forever, and Reclaim Your Life by Jason T. Walters is a self-help book focused on anxiety, panic attacks, and the internal patterns that can intensify fear responses. Positioned within the mental health and personal development category, it presents anxiety not only as a set of symptoms to manage, but as a learned cycle shaped by subconscious programming, internal dialogue, bodily alarm signals, and repeated interpretation of fear. Walters introduces the inner script method, a practice centered on first-person declarations, cognitive reframing, breathwork, mindfulness, and nervous system regulation. The book is aimed at readers who experience panic attacks, generalized anxiety, or health anxiety, and who may feel that conventional coping tools have offered only partial relief. Its purpose is practical rather than academic to help readers understand the mechanism of panic, interrupt catastrophic thinking, and develop a more stable internal narrative. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anxiety is presented as a learned internal program rather than a random defect. A central idea in the book is that panic attacks and chronic anxiety are not portrayed as mysterious events that arrive without cause. Walters frames them as learned patterns that can become deeply embedded through repetition, fear, avoidance, and catastrophic interpretation. This matters because it changes the reader's position from passive sufferer to active participant in recovery. If anxiety is treated only as a symptom, the solution tends to focus on short-term relief. If it is understood as a learned program, then the work becomes identifying how the mind and body have been trained to react. The book emphasizes subconscious programming, meaning the automatic scripts that shape perception before conscious reasoning has time to intervene. For a person with health anxiety, a normal bodily sensation may be interpreted as danger. For someone with panic, a racing heart may become evidence that something is physically wrong. Walters uses this model to argue that lasting change requires more than distraction or reassurance. It requires changing the pattern that gives sensations and thoughts their threatening meaning. Secondly, the inner script method focuses on rewriting first-person internal dialogue. The inner script method is the book's most distinctive practical framework. It centers on the idea that a person's repeated inner language helps organize emotional experience, rather than relying only on generic affirmations. The method uses first-person declarations designed to interrupt fear-based scripts and replace them with more stable interpretations. The emphasis on first-person language is important because anxiety often speaks internally in immediate, personal, and absolute terms. Thoughts such as I am not safe or something is wrong can become emotionally convincing even when they are not factually accurate. Walters proposes that new internal statements must be practiced with enough consistency to compete with older fear patterns. This approach overlaps with cognitive reframing, but it is presented through the language of subconscious reprogramming. The practical value is that it gives readers a repeatable process for addressing anxiety at the level of self-talk, not merely at the level of surface behavior. The method also reflects the book's broader claim that recovery depends on changing the internal narrative that interprets bodily sensations, uncertainty, and stress. Thirdly, panic is explained through the cycle of sensation, interpretation, and escalation. The book gives particular attention to the mechanics of panic. Its title points to a core reassurance: the terrifying sensations of panic can feel life-threatening even when they are not signs of imminent death. Walters appears to focus on the gap between bodily alarm and actual danger. Panic escalates when a sensation such as chest tightness, dizziness, shortness of breath, or a racing heart is interpreted as proof of catastrophe. That interpretation increases fear, which then intensifies the physical symptoms, creating a feedback loop. This explanation is especially relevant for health anxiety, where the mind monitors the body for danger and then treats ordinary sensations as medical emergencies. The book's value lies in making this loop visible. Once readers can see that panic is partly sustained by interpretation, they can begin to intervene earlier. The aim is not to deny physical symptoms or discourage appropriate medical care, but to reduce the automatic assumption that every anxious sensation means crisis. This topic grounds the book's method in a recognizable pattern of anxiety escalation. Fourthly, breathwork and mindfulness are used to support nervous system regulation. Walters draws on breathwork, pranayama, meditation, mindfulness, and transformational yoga practices as part of the book's recovery framework. These tools are not presented simply as relaxation techniques, but as ways to influence nervous system regulation. Anxiety and panic involve both thought patterns and bodily activation, so a method that addresses only cognition may feel incomplete for some readers. Breath practices can give the reader a concrete way to slow reactivity, observe sensations, and reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed by the body. Mindfulness also helps separate sensation from interpretation. Instead of immediately concluding that a physical feeling is dangerous, The reader can notice it, name it, and allow it to pass without adding catastrophic meaning. The book connects these older contemplative practices with modern psychological language, especially the idea that attention, repetition, and internal interpretation shape emotional response. Its practical contribution is the integration of body-based regulation with narrative change. The reader is encouraged to work with both the physiological alarm system and the mental script that keeps the alarm active. Lastly, the book positions self-help as active retraining, not passive reassurance. A notable feature of the book is its emphasis on practice. Walters does not appear to treat anxiety recovery as a matter of understanding one concept once and being cured. The model depends on repeated application, noticing the anxious script, using first-person declarations, regulating the body, and interrupting the fear loop. This positions the book closer to a training manual than a purely explanatory text. At the same time, its claims should be read within the normal limits of self-help. Anxiety disorders can be complex, and severe symptoms may require professional evaluation, therapy, medication, or medical assessment. The book's strongest use is as a structured companion for readers who want a practical system for daily retraining. Its language is designed to be accessible rather than clinical, which may make it easier for anxious readers to engage with the material. The book stands out by combining psychological reframing, body-based regulation, and subconscious language work into one framework. Its effectiveness for any individual reader will depend on consistency, symptom severity, and whether the approach fits their needs. In conclusion, You Are Not Dying is best suited for readers who experience recurring panic attacks, persistent background anxiety, or health anxiety that turns bodily sensations into feared emergencies. It may be especially useful for people who have tried breathing exercises, meditation apps, therapy concepts, or reassurance strategies but still feel trapped in the same cycle of fear. The practical benefit of the book is that it gives anxiety a structure-learned pattern, bodily alarm, catastrophic interpretation, internal script, and retraining practice. That structure can make panic feel less mysterious and therefore more workable. Intellectually, the book invites readers to examine the role of language in emotional experience, especially how repeated first-person thoughts can reinforce or weaken fear responses, compared with many anxiety books that focus mainly on coping skills, symptom reduction, or general encouragement. Walters differentiates his approach through the inner script method and its emphasis on subconscious programming, the integration of breathwork, mindfulness, cognitive reframing, and internal declarations gives the book a hybrid identity between practical anxiety guide and personal transformation manual. Readers seeking a formal clinical treatment text may find it less technical than psychology workbooks, but readers wanting a calm, structured, and accessible recovery framework may find its combination of mind-body regulation and narrative change distinctive. If you would like to support Jason T. Walters, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.